It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
There we go. That's why it felt weird. Hey, Mike. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Andy. That feels much less weird.
All right. So we got a playoff game tonight between Atlanta United and Montreal. For those of us that thought the Atlanta ended a few weeks ago and they kept staving off elimination, who deserves most credit for that? Like, they obviously had to fight against the odds for a number of weeks now. Who deserves the most credit for that?
Well, I think Tino deserves a lot of credit for it. I mean, he's the leader and the tactician and the person who's selecting the lineups. And I think he deserves a lot of credit, as does Brad Guzan, because of the leadership aspect that he brings. But I think if you're talking about just performances on the pitch, I think Pedro Amador has been a big, big difference maker for this team since he came in the summer transfer window. And it feels like every match he plays with Atlanta United, he gets a little better. And he had an assist on the early goal by Saba on Saturday, which was enormous. Atlanta United has spent the least amount of time in a leading position of any of the 29 teams in MLS this year to get a goal in the seventh minute against Orlando and just get out on the front foot and put yourself in a position for Atlanta United where they're not chasing a game, where they have a little bit of a cushion. That's enormous. And Pedro Amador created that first goal. He's been creating a lot of really good goal-scoring opportunities for this team. So if you're looking for difference makers, if you're looking for, you know, what's changed over the last nine matches since Leagues Cup where Atlanta United's gone 3-3-3, Pedro Amador really stands out to me as one of the big difference makers.
Mike, obviously Atlanta United has had some issues over the course of the season carrying momentum game to game. And I think one of those reasons might be they don't really have a go-to. I think we've seen at times Daniel Rios has been there. Saba, as you mentioned, sometimes it's from the back, it's Guz. Amador, who's been outstanding. Jay Fortune. Well, when you look at a game tonight matching up with Joseph Martinez in Montreal, who are you looking towards to step up for Atlanta United?
Well, I think you need to get more production from Alexi Maranchuk. Ultimately, Abe, as you know, because you've been covering this team all year, the difference makers in Major League Soccer are your designated players. You know, there are a lot of really, really good players in this league. Every team has really good players. But under the salary structures, the league really relies on its designated players to be the elite difference makers. And Atlanta United, you know, after selling Thiago Almada and selling Yorgos Giakoumakis earlier in the season, they really haven't had too much difference-making performances out of the player spot. Alexi Maranchuk's got to be that guy tonight. He could have iced the game Saturday if he played against Orlando right after halftime. Wasn't very well taken. I thought Maranchuk was not as effective as he needed to be in that game on Saturday. I think a good performance by Maranchuk tonight could be a real difference. It could also really give Montreal some problems. You know, the thing about Montreal is they concede a lot of goals. If you look at their season stats, they concede a lot of goals. They don't score a lot of goals. If you get up early on this team, if you put them under pressure, especially with someone like Maranchuk getting into dangerous spots early, I think that's going to throw Montreal off balance, and that's going to give them some problems where they might have to pivot. But Alexi's got to be a lot better on Saturday in Orlando.
What are some of the just sort of the season long, I don't know, season long, but recent games played factors into all of this? I know Atlanta United had to win over the weekend in order to even get to this game on Tuesday. As far as how tired guys are going to be and all of that. Also, is Montreal traditionally a tough place to go in and win? Like, what are some of the other factors that are going to play into tonight for Atlanta United?
Yeah, I'll start kind of backwards on that. Yes, Montreal is historically a difficult place for Atlanta United to come in and win. However, they did win here last year. So they have won here. This isn't like going to Red Bulls where you barely even scored a goal, let alone won. You know, you have a slightly better history up here. One thing that I think is really going to help Atlanta United tonight, from the standpoint of having to play on the road, the weather up here is insane. It might actually be warmer up here than it is in Atlanta, if you can believe that. So we're talking about kickoff temperatures near 70 degrees, clear skies. Like, that's a huge, huge break. It could be really, really cold this time of year in Montreal. It's not going to be. The weather's perfect. The other, I think, really big break that will help Atlanta United tonight is right up the hill from where I sit right now, the Canadiens have a home game tonight against the New York Rangers.
Oh.
So that's where I think much of the sporting attention for the city will be tonight. I think there's a chance the crowd on a couple days' notice on a Tuesday night with the Canadiens in town might not be very big. So this might feel a little more like a neutral venue situation than like going into a snake pit like you do at Red Bull Arena or Orlando or some of those other places. I think those factors align in Atlanta United's favor. As far as the legs are concerned, that's a really good point, really good question, because not only has Atlanta United had to turn around and play Saturday and then Tuesday, they've also had travel in the midst of that. They had to fly back from Orlando Saturday night. They had a really, really late kind of regen day on Sunday, did a walkthrough yesterday, and then got right back on a plane. Montreal was home Saturday, and they're home tonight. They have not had the same travel difficulties as Atlanta United. But I did ask around yesterday. Some of the guys on the team and on the technical staff told me they really aren't worried about the turnaround Saturday to tonight. They would be much more concerned about the turnaround if they have to, well, if they win tonight, which obviously they want to, but then having to turn around and play again Friday in Fort Lauderdale against the Super Friends, that would be, they say, a much, much tougher turnaround than what they're dealing with tonight. As far as relevant games that have come into play recently, look, there's a very recent meeting between these teams at the Benz, October 2nd. Montreal beat Atlanta United 2-1. Joseph scored twice. If that doesn't happen, if Atlanta United wins that game, this game tonight is being played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So Atlanta United has played Montreal twice this year. They lost both meetings. The performance up here in July was not very good, but Atlanta United had a red card in that game. Stian Gregersen got thrown out early in the second half. And as you know, Andy and Abe, I mean, red cards really dramatically change games. Both games were decided by one goal. Keep in mind this also. If you're even after 90 minutes, if you're level, you go straight to penalties. There's no extra time tonight. You go straight to penalties. So, in a way, I mean, if the legs are wobbly and Rob Valentino makes that judgment early that the legs are wobbly and this is going to affect the match, in a way, then, you might be fighting just to try to get to penalties and try to win it that way and move on. You don't want to get to that point, but that is an option.
Mike, just looking for a quick injury update. Stian Gregersen left with leg tightness on Saturday. Do we know how available he is tonight?
He'll play. As far as I know, he was not on the injury report yesterday, so I think he's good to go.
Norwegians are tough. I mean, it's just one of the hallmarks of our people. What did you make of the – I mean, obviously everyone's happy for Jalen Johnson and the contract that he got last night. Were you surprised to see that happen last night, or is this something that was sort of coming?
Not totally shocked. It reminds me a little bit, and I hope this works out a lot better than the last instance I'm thinking about. Remember they did that deal with Dennis Schroeder right before the start of the 2015-16 season? It was kind of like this. It was, wow, well, they don't have to do that, but that's kind of a team-friendly number, but also a good number for Dennis. I'm praying this works out much better than Dennis Schroeder worked out here. And I think it will. I mean, believe me, Jalen Johnson's, first of all, totally different player, different type of person, everything. This is a really good thing for Jalen Johnson, and I'm happy for him. If he continues on this development track that he's on right now, Andy, I think this is going to turn out to be a team-friendly deal in the long run. It is a little bit of a leap of faith, you know, 5 years at $150 million. But the way that Jalen has developed over the last 2 years, I think it's a reasonable leap of faith. And I think now, well, it's pretty obvious that the Hawks, and if you look at the way that they've been marketing themselves this offseason and everything, this is really Trey and Jalen's team.
Yep.
You hope that Ricochet can become the third big component of that. I think there's a good chance he will be. I've really liked what I've seen from him so far. This is the team. I mean, this is going to be your group going forward. You're not going to be building through free agency. You don't want to be building through the draft. This is your group. And I think you've made a statement, obviously, in the offseason by getting rid of DeJounte that this is Trey's team. And you made another statement last night that this is now Trey and Jalen Johnson's team. And I'm cool with that.
With that said, Mike, and I agree with you. Like, I think ever since the Eastern Conference Finals run, this team has kind of been mixed about the direction and what the plan ahead is. And now you certainly have a defined plan, and Dyson Daniels is part of that. Ricochet, as you mentioned, Jalen and Trey. With all of that understood, what do you think we should, as a fan base, have as expectations for this team? Obviously, growing together and improving is one thing, but in terms of potentially competing for where they've been the last couple of years in that play-in round, is that something that we're looking at?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's tough because you don't want to say, wow, things look great, and I really like the group that they've built. I like the plan that they have, and I like their chemistry. They should finish 10th. Womp, womp. Like, no, you don't you don't want that. You don't want to set the expectation
womp,
there, right?
Womp.
Yeah. I think, look, here's the thing. You look at the Eastern Conference, and there's some really good teams in the East, really good teams. Boston, obviously, the Knicks, the 76ers, I think, are going to be really good with Paul George. The Heat are always good. I haven't even mentioned the Bucks and the Cavaliers yet, who should be top four teams. Okay, the East has a lot of good teams. The East also has a lot of bad teams. Okay, the Hornets, the Wizards, the Pistons. The Hawks are not a bad team. They're not a great team. So where does that put you? Play-in area. You know, maybe the ceiling is sixth. But I'm going to tell you that when you look at the quality of teams in the Eastern Conference, if the Hawks were to finish sixth in the regular season with this group, or maybe you make a trade somewhere down the line, Quinn Snyder ought to be a coach of the year candidate. I mean, that would be a tremendous achievement. And I wouldn't rule it out. I really wouldn't rule it out. Mm-hmm. I think the key is going to be, what do you get out of Reese Shea, and can he overperform what is expected of him to do right at the outset of the season? And I don't want to put all my eggs in that basket, but again, I really loved what I saw from him in the preseason.
Mike, we appreciate it. Hawks get underway tomorrow night, Atlanta United with a playoff game tonight. I hope you get to enjoy a little bit of the Montreal weather while you're up there, not just work. Sounds
I am
beautiful.
Enjoying it thoroughly, and as soon as I get done with my next meeting, I'm going to go out for a walk. It's beautiful here. The leaves have changed and everything. It's
what a treat.
You know what it's like, Andy, when you get like a warm October day in the Pacific Northwest and the leaves have all changed. It's beautiful here, so I'm going to try.
I love fall foliage, Mike. Everyone knows that about me. We appreciate the time. Thank you. Mike Conti there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Hawks, Atlanta United broadcaster.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app